This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's also the author most recently of The Confrontation. We want to get his insights now onto a number of cases that the federal authorities have broken up, seemingly terror plots related to New York City, Springfield, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, and even the Quantico Marine Base, not that far from Washington, D.C. And Dr. Faris, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's certainly rare that we see this many plots exposed at one time. We've, of course, been following the story of Najib Boulazizi all week long. Now we have the story of Hassan Hussein in Dallas, the 19-year-old Jordanian. Now this Michael Fintan, also known as Talif Islam, in Springfield, Illinois. And, of course, Daniel Boyd, who had been arrested a while ago, is now believed to have wanted to attack the Quantico Marine Base. Does this suggest that right now there's a greater-than-usual threat to this country, or is it just a coincidence that all these plots kind of got discovered at the same time?
There are no strategic coincidences in the sense that even if the FBI and other agencies have began to address these issues at different time periods, the fact that one day, in one business day, the American public realized that three jihadist conspiracies were taking place almost at the same time in three states, not four states, and the fifth, North Carolina, has also its own case. All of that indicates what statistics are telling us. That is, between 01, the end of 01, since 9/11, till at the end of 2008, we had, statistically speaking, about two cases of homegrown or jihadist plots against national security a year. Every year you had two. Now, since the beginning of this year till today, every month we have one. So the numbers of these cases have been rising in an escalating way. And if we consider that today we have three cases, it's even much higher. What that means, I call it the jihadi mushrooming. Those cells or individuals, should they be homegrown or motivated or linked to the overseas jihadi networks, are now at a breaking moment, at a critical time where the numbers allow them to basically be present in multiple places. And that leads me to another quick conclusion, is that, as I wrote in my first post 9/11 book, Future Jihad, we're dealing now with urban jihad. We're dealing with what may become very close to what Mumbai has witnessed in the past few months.
Explain that a little bit more. What could we see?
What we may see is this. Most of these cases that we have been following over the past few months were interrupted at one point where our national security apparatus was able to penetrate them and then to stop them. But by statistical analysis, if we have stopped five, it means that 15 other are potentially in the making. We have not stopped all these conspiracies, which means that at some point in time, we may, if we do not equip our public with enough knowledge, if the administration doesn't really mobilize again and focus strategically on the issue, we unfortunately may see the successful operation. And up till now, we have been extremely lucky, thanks to the endeavor of law enforcement. But this one potential success that we may see may be multiple, maybe what Al-Qaeda wanted to see happening to us.
Dr. Faris, what kind of public education is necessary?
Well, first of all, we definitely need, and I underline the word need, the President, Barack Obama, and leaders from Congress from both parties to address the nation on this issue. I mean, this is not anymore one cell that we have disrupted or some, you know, one person who's not very balanced that we have stopped. We're talking about multiple cells. This is almost a threat to our defense. And in one day to disrupt three cases is a red flag. We need the national leadership to address the American public with all the means at their disposal and to explain that there is a national security threat on the inside of the United States. Number two, we need the law enforcement to be well educated about not just the behavior of these suspects or the potential suspects, but the ideology. And I keep repeating this, as you know, for many, many years. Now, once you know what the ideology looks like, then you can act because, and I want to finish here with one point on this issue, what we see is not anymore the regular Middle East-born individual who is entering jihadism. We have all races, all ethnicities represented in this threat. They have been able now to penetrate all ethnic and religious communities in the United States.
We're talking with Dr. Waleed Faris of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And Dr. Faris, what conclusions have you been able to draw, if any, based on what we think the methods and means are of these suspects, from the backpack bombings potentially on a metro system to targeting skyscrapers and federal buildings? What do you glean from that?
You know, I looked back at all cases since 2001 and even some cases before that, and I realized that they are copycatting and merging previous successes and failures. Backpacks, that's the success in London for them, and also most likely of Madrid. Trying to blow up buildings with trucks, that's the Hezbollah technique, and that's Hamas's technique. So they are actually mutating. They are finding new ways of improving their technologies. This is why we need to catch up. There is no more one method. There is no more the one suicide bomber who's going to come from the corner of the street with a backpack. It is changing. They are using their imagination. We need to use our imagination as well.
And Dr. Faris, you talked about the need, and you underlined the word need for our leaders to articulate this. Do you sense that even though we've remained at war for the past 8 years now, that there's a growing complacency in this country?
Well, I just mentioned a couple hints, and I'm going to re-underline those hints. Number one, we have now more jihadist cells in the United States this year than the combined previous year. That should be telling. Number two, instead of escalating the rhetoric, the administration, unfortunately, a few weeks ago, and we discussed it on the show, let go of the concept of war on terror, let go of the concept of jihadism. That's exactly what we actually need in terms to educate the public. If we don't tell the public that we are confronting a mass-scale threat, then the public won't be ready, and the reactions will be, you know, unexpected.
You mentioned that education is key. In terms of spotting it in your community, most people don't go around telling people they don't know that they're part of a terror cell that's planning to attack a major structure with potential mass casualties. So what about folks' activities might raise red flags that wouldn't otherwise be obvious?
People may be surprised that there are methods to detect the ideology of the perpetrators of the jihadists that are extremely soft, meaning by educating the American public as to how the jihadists think, what is their ideology, what is their goal. You may have the help, instead of 250,000 law enforcement individuals, you may have the help of 50 million Americans, including also in the ethnic communities where, you know, those jihadists usually begin or try to penetrate, including the Middle East communities. So we need to change our philosophy in fighting this threat by recognizing and identifying the fact that it exists so that citizens are with us. Without the citizenry of this nation, we cannot fight it.
Dr. Faris, very sobering indeed. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, author most recently of The Confrontation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.